Welcome to the table. At this table, we are going to continue in our time of worship and celebration. And I have just a call to worship to the table for us. As Jesus requested, the table has been prepared, and all are welcome to the meal. So come, each of you, all of you, come to the table. Those like Peter with more enthusiasm than resolve, those like James and John dismayed by kingdom priorities, come to the table. Those like Mary full of love and grief, those like Martha struggling for faith in the face of despair, even those like Judas disillusioned and rebellious, come to the table. Jesus offers the bread and cup to all who have gathered, so let us worship God with joy. Now, as was before our time of baptism, I thought we would just take a few moments to talk about why we come and eat little pieces of bread and little tiny cups of juice. Why do we do this? Now, we do this as a way to remember. When Jesus was on the journey to the cross, he first had what is now known as the Last Supper with his disciples. They were participating in a Jewish practice of the Passover meal, the meal which they, as a community of faith, had done since God saved his people out of Egypt. Yet this time, Jesus did something different. He took these symbols that had been associated with the Passover meal and he gave them a new meaning. When he came to the bread, instead of symbolizing God providing them with a way out of Egypt and how God is the one who provides, now the bread will represent Christ's own body. As in just a short time after this supper, Jesus would give his body over to those who planned to kill him. And he does this as a sacrifice for all. Jesus is the bread, the true bread of life. And as he says in the Gospel of John, his bread gives life to the world. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." When Jesus came to the cup, instead of symbolizing the plagues that had gone through Egypt, it will now represent Christ's blood. As when he is nailed to the cross, his blood will be shed as a sign of the new covenant with God, a new promise with God, a new relationship. It says in the book of Colossians, through Jesus' shed blood, God is reconciling all things, making peace through Jesus' blood shed on the cross. Sin, selfishness, these separate us from God. We so often put other things in between us and God. It creates a broken relationship, not only between us and God, but also us and other people. But through Christ's shed blood, God is fully reconciling and healing that brokenness, making it possible for us to have full access to God and encouraging us to make right our relationships with one another. Yet before we come to the table, I'd like us to take a few moments for confession. Let's make sure we have nothing that is sitting between us and God at this time. Will you pray with me? God of love and mercy, we come before you and ask for forgiveness. For the things that we have done that have caused division, Lord, have mercy. For the ways that we have put other things before you, God, Lord, have mercy. For the ways that we have explicitly or implicitly caused harm and contributed to brokenness in this world, Lord, have mercy. We confess our sin before you now, and I invite you to take a few moments in silence to confess before God. The bread is offered to each person who comes to this table. The cup is given to all for the forgiveness of sins. It is through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ that we now receive forgiveness. Amen.